Welcome back. I'm Carl Jeffers, sitting in for J. Marvin today. And let me give you a second or two to collect yourselves there. I know some of you are up and around on that number. A little early in the morning to be passing a beverage around, but, you know, you do what you need to do. Not if you're on the road on your way to work, however. But it'll certainly get you in the mood to have a lively day. And I like that. 303-713-7600 is the number. Good to be with you again. You know, we've been talking about much of the conversation is centered around the issue of abortion or pro-choice. And the reason that that has come up is because I was raising the issue of the Samuel Alito hearings and the fact that despite all of the interest and concerns, for instance, I have about his positions on several other topics, particularly the role of the president and the Constitution, the role of his authority, social issues, affirmative action, the spying issue, governmental interjection into the affairs of private individuals, all of these kinds of things. I want to know what he's thinking about that. But Roe versus Wade has been the litmus test for Supreme Court nominations now, and it is the one that motivates the base and gets the most intensity. But I'll tell you, though, very quickly, that as far as I'm concerned, when Sam Alito's mother walked out on the porch to the reporters and the day after he was nominated, and she said, "Of course my boy is against abortion. I don't need to hear the rest of this talk. You know, I believe the mother. You know, that's all I needed to hear." She knew what she was talking about. You know, and of course, within 10 minutes, the White House called. Carl Rove was on the phone. All of them, they sent their special PR people over there to calm her down, to get her back inside. And now you should hear her answers now. "Well, my son will make a deliberate choice. He'll reflect on the issues." And so, you're kidding me? That's terrific. Let's see, though. Jim is in Boulder, and we're going to take Jim and get him on the line, get him in the conversation. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to the show today.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Welcome to Colorado.
Well, thank you. Good to be here again, too, by the way.
Carl, it seems to me, and I'm pro-choice, but against abortions also, just like you, and I think you captured that issue. But the point is, why don't they legalize Plan B, the after the printing pill, so that we can talk to the kids if they do have an incident, it's not an abortion to take a pill after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me Plan B is a better choice. It's not an abortion. It avoids, I think, the egg actually being implanted. And if that were available to teenagers through their parental consent, it might be a much better solution.
Yeah, it might be. It might be, Jim, and I'm certainly not in a position to question the potential benefit of that plan. I think it should be looked at. The one question I would have would be that then that puts a lot more authority back into the hands of the parents at a point where the child still has the opportunity perhaps to rebel more rather than understanding this as being a positive reflection and consideration for how they might approach the rest of their life with this or the incidents that might come up with their recreational or casual dating. And that might be an issue. But it's interesting, though, that it really hasn't gotten the kind of attention, publicity or conversation that it probably deserves and merits, and I appreciate the perspective, you know, from which you're raising it.
Well, if it were legal, then obviously you could buy it over the counter,
yeah,
and not by prescription, and you could avoid the abortion issue completely. But
well,
the right wants to discourage the Plan B because they say it encourages promiscuity.
Right. That's the point that I was kind of skirting around there for a second. But that's a part and parcel of my position is that it does, however, lead to the conversation about whether or not, in fact, by having that out there as the option, it could make the problem appear to be less serious than it is, and in fact may contribute to the problem in the long run. But I still think it deserves more attention than it's getting. Then the question would be, how uniform is it? Would it be something that would have to be implemented at the state level? In which case, then, if it was okay in Colorado but not in Nevada or not in Utah, then, you know, is that going to drive people across the state lines? And I mean, there are several issues that would have to be pondered, but none of them are any less significant than the issue of what we're doing now with regard to the future of these young women who are in these situations and of all women to have those rights and what the effects are. So the fact that it's a tricky situation doesn't in any way reduce our obligation, I think, to to give consideration to other options that, that could be on the table. And I appreciate you bringing that up for that purpose.
Well, it's just more choice.
Okay. All right, Jim. Thanks for that call. You bet. You have a great day. Good to talk to you. 303-713-7600 is the number. And let's get Suzanne, who's out in Centennial. Hello, Suzanne. Good morning. Welcome to the show today.
Good morning, Carl. It's great to hear your voice and a great show. Thank you very much for filling in.
My pleasure.
I am a pro-choice, and I'm for abortion because I think the woman does have the right to choose. Mm-hmm. But I think you hit it on the head a couple of calls ago when you said, here are these men voting for these women not being able to get the abortion, but then they're cutting back all the social programs that would possibly help them raise this child in a quality of life that he or she should expect. I mean, that's what people have to stop and think about. I mean, we cut back everything except taxes. You know, tax cuts we give to all the rich. It's just mind-boggling the way they turn it around, and it really hurt the poor people of this country, this administration, and this Congress. I'm just appalled. I call my congressman, who is, it's like talking to my dog, because I have Tom Tancredo. Call him.
Well, I'm not going to make those kind of analogies, because that's the kind of thing I avoid. But yeah, I will say this, though. Tancredo, let's put it this way. He certainly, his reputation precedes him for me. Yes. Now, on a national basis, if I'd never been here, as soon as you mentioned that name, I said, oh.
You know, and that's what gets me. The man is so incompetent in this. And in this area, I mean, we had a great candidate running against him last time.
Yeah.
She was a former Republican, but she couldn't stand the waste that the Republican Party, you know, because she was a fiscally conservative person, and she said, I just can't do this. But back to the point of the I do believe in pro-choice, but I think you hit it on the head.
Well, thank you, Suzanne. I certainly appreciate you taking the time to call in. Look forward to talking with you another time. You have a great day. Folks, when you hear that wonderfully mellow and relaxing theme, you know it's time to wrap up the hour, but not the show, just the hour. We'll be back. We'll take your calls, but now it's time to kind of lower the flames a bit, give you a chance to cool off, get caught up on the news, and we'll be back and continue our discussion. And until then, remember, folks, you be the change you want to see in the world. I'm Carl Jeffries. Stay with us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Be back in a second.
About is not a liberal or conservative issue.
It's truth or it's a lie.
It's morally right or it's morally wrong.
Ed Schultz on AM 760.
Truth responsible.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
In 2004, Steve Russo was diagnosed with lung cancer. While planning his treatment, doctors also found 7 tiny brain tumors and one that was very large.
That's right. They determined that it was 9 centimeters. That's about 3.5 inches on my brain.
For his other tumors, Steve had radiation and chemotherapy, which were successful. But for the large brain tumor, Steve came to Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're improving lives with effective, painless, non-surgical tumor treatments.
Treatment with CyberKnife was no more difficult than going to the dentist. And afterward, the tumor was gone, completely. There wasn't even any scarring. It was just gone. To be here a year later, after initially being given a 5% chance of survival, I feel very lucky.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Judging the Judge. The Judiciary Committee.
The Senate Judiciary Committee started questioning Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito within the past half hour. Chairman Arlen Specter kicked off what could be an all-day marathon with a question about the Supreme Court case that legalized abortion. He tried to find out if Alito would vote to roll back the decision.
I would approach the question with an open mind, and I would listen to the arguments.
So you would approach it with an open mind, notwithstanding your 1985 statement?
Absolutely, Senator.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen is live on Capitol Hill. Andrew, any surprises so far?
Not really. I think we're seeing right off the bat a senator trying to pin down Judge Alito on his views on privacy rights and abortion rights and executive power and the rule of precedent, and the judge refusing to play along, agreeing with some general theories, but saying over and over again that he needs to be flexible. And I think we're going to see the same theme play out over and over again through the rest of the day.
Andrew Cohen on Capitol Hill. When he speaks to the VFW in a few minutes, President Bush will share his expectations for the new year in Iraq. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Despite a recent upsurge in violence in Iraq, the White House says the president will argue that terrorists are being marginalized. He'll also warn that U.S. forces face more testing and sacrifice. Confronting a mounting U.S. death toll and low poll numbers on his policy, the president will say U.S. enemies in Iraq are fighting progress.
Snow is falling in southern Colorado, one of five tinder-dry states fighting destructive winter wildfires.
Snowfall more than 6 inches deep is helping smother smoldering grass and brush, but tall trees can still burn. Gusty winds fanned flames, charring 5,000 acres, destroying five homes. More than 200 homes in southern Colorado have been evacuated. As people go back, they're warned, with more warm, dry weather expected later this week, be ready to leave home again. Lee Frank, CBS News, Denver.
Federal investigators say the ancient seaplane that went down off Miami Beach last month, killing all 20 people on board, was in sorry shape. CBS's Michael Hidlin has that.
The preliminary report by the NTSB says cracks were found in both wings of the 58-year-old seaplane. The right wing had broken off just before the crash, but investigators also found fatigue cracks in the left wing as well. After the crash, federal officials grounded all such models of the vintage seaplane.
A report by a doctor's group paints a bleak picture of emergency care in this country's hospitals. It calls the system overcrowded and not ready to deal with a public health disaster or a terrorist attack. California, Massachusetts, and Connecticut have the best emergency care. And according to the report, Utah, Idaho, and Arkansas get the lowest grades. In early Wall Street trading, some profit-taking is driving the Dow Industrial Average down by more than 40 points. NASDAQ is 11 points lower. This is CBS News.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan. Huh? Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
The patch works for me.
Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep into aching muscles and joints. Tiger Balm's been around almost as long as...
Hey, watch it, pal.
Number 80, Jerry Rice.
Take a tip from me. Go for the Balm, Tiger Balm, and put the Tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
Sometimes it takes a combination of medicines to really treat a chest cold. But that doesn't mean they can't all come in one package. Introducing Tylenol Chest Congestion with Cool Burst. A unique combination of medicines that can help you feel better in multiple ways. By loosening your congestion, making coughs more productive, and relieving the pain that can come with a chest cold. So you can get multiple kinds of relief. But you only need one formula. Stop. Think. Tylenol Chest Congestion. Take only as directed.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, good news for the ride. Crews have cleared earlier accidents in both directions of I-25. All lanes have reopened, but seeing a pretty busy ride both north and southbound through downtown and T-Rex. Now southbound 225 slows from Parker Road into the Tech Center and I-70 crowded in both directions between I-25 and Colorado. That's because of lots of people heading over to the stock show. Around town, crews are busy with this rollover accident on 95th just south of the diagonal. Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway are loaded up, so is Arapahoe, Broadway, and Bayline, and the Turnpike a little sluggish eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Now, on the forecast, it's going to be a little warmer today. Highs 50s, we're at 34 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Thermal Advantage is looking to test 100 homes for energy efficiency. All your old windows will be taken out and new windows will be installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 50% on their energy bill, or they will reimburse you the difference. For participating when the test is complete, you will be able to keep the windows. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. Operators available 24 hours a day. Call today.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Top of the day to you. Welcome back. I'm Carl Jeffers. Welcome to another couple of hours with me visiting with you and sitting in for Jay Marvin, who is just a bit under the weather today. He should be back, we hope, tomorrow, perhaps. But certainly he's getting ready for a long week. And, you know, he does a four-hour show. I've mentioned that before. That's quite a commitment because most shows are 3 hours. So he needs a little time every now and then. And I'm sure that he'll take advantage of the opportunity to get a good day's rest. And let's wish him the best in recovering today and being back tomorrow. I, of course, have visited with you in the past. Now I'm beginning to get to know you. We're getting to know each other, becoming good friends, and I look forward to that. I love being here in the Colorado market and visiting with you here, and hope that we all are getting some benefit and some learning, at least in terms of the discussion we're having, learning things that maybe we didn't know that help us in crystallizing and reflecting on our own positions. My approach and my show is different. There's no pre-recorded laugh tracks, no catcalls, no fire engines, no drum rolls, just conversation, no screaming, and no personal attacks or politics of personal destruction. But I do play hardball, and I go after the issues, and I go after the people on the issues. But I don't just go after the people for the sport of it. The emphasis is really on informed, civil, and engaged conversation, and hopefully if you've been around the last hour or more, I think that you've detected that. And I really engage our callers. I let them talk, I interrupt to make a point, and then let them back in. I don't interrupt, cut them off, and then make points of pretend like they're still there, and then say thank you for the call. We know that trick. A lot of radio shows do that all over the country. Not here, I'm sure, but I know that I don't, and as a result, we get to have more of a conversation and learn more. I do have a house rule. It's to your benefit. Anytime I've brought a topic up and put it on the table, and I talk about a lot of topics, why, you're welcome to call and discuss it at any time during the show, and the number is 303-713-7600. At the top of the news hour there, you heard Sam Alito being questioned by Arlen Specter, and he was saying, well, your statement that you will be fair and rule just on the law, not be impacted by the memo you wrote as a young lawyer working with the Justice Department and applying for a job in the White House. And he said, of course, Senator, so forth. Folks, let me tell you something. The fact is that these hearings mean absolutely nothing in terms of binding a Supreme Court justice to the answers that he gives to senators. And the concern I have is that when he makes comments through speeches, through letters and writings in situations where he's not being confirmed for the Supreme Court, that in many cases that's a more accurate reflection of a person's feelings or attitude about an issue than when they're in front of the cameras and 18 other senators and the media centers of the world. And so the other aspect of that to consider is that it's the last time you're going to have that opportunity. In other words, so what? If I say, yes, I believe the rule of law should apply, and I have no agenda, and what I wrote 10 years ago was just what I was writing then as a young lawyer, then I get confirmed, and suppose I decide to go back to what I wrote 10 years ago. What are you going to do about it? I mean, see, Kennedy, Specter, Biden, they'll all be gone, and I'll still be on the court for maybe another 40 years. That's why it is important to address these issues clearly and to not let them dance around. I mean, you had Republican Senator John Kyle from Arizona specifically say in the public hearings, I hope that you won't be forced to answer these questions that try to pin you down. I hope you're wrong, Senator, because he should be forced to be pinned down, because it's the only time we're going to do it, and frankly, I'm not even that convinced that even if you try to pin him down, it's going to make that much difference. And I'll tell you later why these hearings mean very little. With the exception of Robert Bork, not one of the Supreme Court justices who has been rejected was rejected based on his testimony at the hearings. It's always about something else that comes up. Only Bork, who was so arrogant that he went into the hearings and he said, you know what, yeah, that is how I feel. What do you think about that? You know, how does that grab you? And you know, it didn't grab people. It didn't grab enough of them. It certainly didn't grab enough votes. But everybody else, they don't lose the nomination battle based on what they say. It always is something that's come up about what they did or what else was going on 15 years ago, 10 years ago. Or, for instance, like with Alito, perhaps questions about his business dealings. These are the issues. The man is absolutely competent. I said competent, not incompetent. He is absolutely competent. He is absolutely qualified. But there's 5,000 men and women who are absolutely competent and absolutely qualified. So the administration should not be able to just simply say that because the ABA certified him, that in and of itself eliminates any room for questioning. I mean, that's a false approach, but they use that effectively. Now, you also heard about the president saying that the terrorists are being marginalized. Yeah, they're being marginalized in Iraq. They're being marginalized right in the center of the conflict, because now not only in Baghdad, but in Fallujah. I mean, we had 12 Army personnel killed in a crash. Another 5 Marines killed in combat, and this was just over the last 28 hours. I mean, how long do you want to support that type of loss of life and injury in terms of sustaining the principles that we're saying now are the reasons why we're there, to bring democracy to Iraq? I mean, let me tell you something, folks. A new study has come out. We will spend close to $2 trillion for the Iraq effort if you include the cost of health benefits to the wounded. And we better darn sure include the cost of the health benefits to the wounded, because that is, in fact, one of the areas that I feel we're not paying enough attention to. Yes, we've lost almost 2,400 American lives, but there are 15,000 wounded Americans. And I'm not talking about something that a Band-Aid will take care of. I'm talking about serious wounds and amputations and injuries that will affect them the rest of their lives, and we have to take care of them. $2 trillion just to bring democracy to that part of the world? Frankly, $2 trillion should also bring democracy here. Let's make sure that those voting machines are accurate and that they're paper receipts, so that when you do vote, you get a paper receipt certifying that the person you voted for is the person that the lever, in fact, was counted for. And that's the kind of thing that we ought to be discussing. Now, I'm going to share something with you. We had a caller who's not on because she didn't want to come on, but she was complaining that she didn't like me being on the show because I sound like a Republican. What you don't realize is when you make a statement like that, you are insulting Democrats, liberals. Why? Because that's saying that someone who's going to simply eschew, and one of the things that prompted that was that I said on the air, I refuse to get involved with it, with personally attacking Congressman Tancredo. The caller made a comment about her and her dog and so forth, and I don't confirm that, and I specifically separated myself from that. And immediately they call us saying he sounds like a Republican for that. Let me tell you something, folks. Tancredo, why do I need to talk about him on a personal level with the kind of issues that he raises? I can just simply go after the issues and leave him personally alone and stay away from that. But the caller, the reason why I'm using it as an example is because I hope you're listening very carefully, all of us. Because the one thing I'm certain of, since she doesn't think I'm liberal enough, and she thinks that I sound like a Republican, which I say is an insult really to Democrats, frankly, I at least would gather from that she would like to see Democrats recontrol the House or the Senate in the congressional elections this November. But what she would rather have is somebody who's going to come on and bash the president, which I haven't done and won't do, bash Tancredo and others, which I haven't done and won't do, and make everybody feel good. But you know what? You can have that, because it's out there. It's on other stations in the Air American Network. They do the same thing that I've been complaining about the right doing for the last 7 years. But here's the problem. Because of that, if that's all you want, then as much as you want the House back and you want the Senate back, you want to be able to stop nominations like Alito from being confirmed, you're going to be sitting around next Thanksgiving as sad and as depressed as we all were, not this past Thanksgiving, but a year ago Thanksgiving, and you'll be saying they stole another one. Because if you can't talk in a way that reaches across the aisle and speaks to Americans, independents, those who are undecided, soccer moms who became security moms but who agree with the Democrats on social issues and who can be convinced to come back. But they're not going to be convinced to come back if all you want is somebody, your spokesman, your elected officials, the leaders of the party, to come out all day long attacking everybody and dismissing them. That's the same thing they do. And you insult us on the left when you listen to someone who simply makes reasonable points, allows the other side to respond, and engages in civil disagreement. If you say that sounds like Republicans, that's saying basically that we don't have any kind of approach like that, that it's only Republicans that make that kind of sense. And it's not true, because they're the ones, in fact, conservatives at least, on the right, who I complain the most about with that kind of dialogue, rigid ideological perspective that we need less of. And frankly, you're not helping yourselves. So I just hope that that caller, and I invited one, you know, I'd love you to have called and talked to me. But instead, no, they don't want to talk. And I'm telling you, folks, if we don't get a better perspective on how we can get the American people who will vote, and right now we have the advantage. 48% of the American people say they want the Democrats to control Congress. But it's not going to happen just by getting on the air and attacking Tancredo or the president personally or Dick Cheney personally. It's going to come by making the kinds of points that allow reasonable people to conclude, you know what, I think they're going in the wrong direction and we need a change. And that's what I do, and we need more of that. I've got to take a break otherwise, and I apologize to Karina, Steve, but if you'll stay on, and I hope that you got something out of that conversation, when we come back from this break, I will go right to you. If you can't stay with me, I know you got to get to the office and then get started. I appreciate that, and hopefully maybe another time. But if you're willing to stay with me, as soon as we come back, we'll go right to you and any new callers at 303-713-7600. I'm Carl Jeffries. It's good to be here. I'm in a good mood, and I hope you are too. And we'll come right back in a few minutes. Spend some more time. AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll be right back.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, good news for the ride. Crews have cleared earlier accidents in both directions of I-25. All lanes have reopened, but seeing a pretty busy ride both north and southbound through downtown and T-Rex. Now, southbound 225 slows from Parker Road into the Tech Center, and I-70 crowded in both directions between I-25 and Colorado. That's because of lots of people heading over to the stock show. Around town, crews are busy with this rollover accident on 95th just south of the diagonal. Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway are loaded up, so is Arapahoe, Broadway, and Bayside, and the Turnpike a little sluggish eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Now, on the forecast, it's going to be a little warmer today. Highs in the 50s. We're at 34 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
A&H Windows is the only window and siding company in Colorado personally endorsed by Tom Martino, and they'll help you save on your heating bills. Right now, when you buy one window, you get one free. That's right, buy one, get one free. For a free in-home estimate, call 421-7100 or go to khwindows.com.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
Have you ever noticed that musty smell when you turn on your furnace? Do you have family members who suffer from allergies or respiratory problems? Are you concerned about your heating bill this winter? Then it's a must that you call Coit today and save 30% during their air duct cleaning sale. Dirty air ducts cause your furnace to work harder and raise your energy bill. But don't worry. Coit's the world's number one cleaning professional for carpets, upholstery, draperies, tile and grout, and air ducts. And right now, the man in the shiny black van will clean out the dust, dirt, pollen, and animal dander and give you 30% off. A clean air duct is an efficient air duct. And an efficient air duct will help you save on your heating bills. With energy bills expected to go up this year, it's a must that you call Coit today. Call 1-800-4-COIT. The man in the shiny black van will give you clean, energy-efficient air ducts, guaranteed, and you'll save 30%. But Coit's 30% off air duct sale ends soon, so call 1-800-4-COIT today. That's 1-800-F-O-R-C-O-I-T. People you trust, trust Coit.
I don't dream like you. I don't have the same skin as you. I don't wear my hair like you. I don't dance like you. I don't come from the same place as you. But I will give you CPR.
With first aid and CPR training from the American Red Cross, you can be ready to save a life today. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America.
Make this the year you find love. I'm relationship expert Dawn Yannick, and I want to tell you about a guide I've written for Match.com that will change the life of anyone who's looking for a meaningful relationship. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, And it's based on the millions of successful relationships Match.com has inspired over the past 10 years. Now, Match.com wants you to have it free. Finding love is one resolution you can keep. Get started today at Match.com with our guide, free. Visit Match.com for details.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Progressive Talk. Welcome back. I'm Carl Jeffers. Good to have you back. And you see, now you see the benefit of my music, because you can hear the smile on my face, because whenever the music brings us back, you know, it brings things back to a calmer level, and it says, you know what, it's going to be a good day, no matter how contentious the conversation or serious the discussion we're having. That's perhaps a better way to put it. But I've got several callers on the line. The number is 303-713-7600. And so without further ado, let's just go right to the phones. I promised Karina and Steve that I would go right to them, and they both have agreed to hold over. So let's first go to Karina, who's in Westminster. Good morning, Karina. Thank you for your patience, and welcome to the show this morning.
Hi there.
Hi.
I kind of agree with you 100% there about personal attacks, because it just gets the other side to that back up and defensive and attacking on the emotional rather than the practical and logical.
You know what, Karina? You know what else it does? And I'm going to just say this quickly. It gives them an out, because it allows them to divert attention away from having to respond to real hard questions on the issues to just going after defending the personal attacks. And frankly, if you're being personally attacked, it's easy to come up for it with a defense.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that I want to make about the whole abortion and Roe v. Wade issue,
mm-hmm,
has to deal with, you know, personal privacy. Is one of the things that points that people don't get made often enough is that it's all about personal privacy with Roe v. Wade. Before Roe v. Wade, women weren't, married women in some states weren't allowed to get even a prescription for birth control,
mm-hmm,
from
that's
my understanding.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so Roe v. Wade overturned that so that we don't have access to that. And it also affects, you know, all the sorts of medical decisions on whether or not you even have the right to say no to medical treatment, you know,
mm-hmm,
dying with dignity and that kind of stuff, considering all the advances in medicine that we've had that keeps us alive longer than we may want to be.
You know what, Karina, as you were just talking, I just thought of something. I'm going to share this with you and our listeners. I believe that if Sam Alito is confirmed, there is at least a 50% chance that Roe versus Wade will not be overturned, not because of Alito, but because of John Roberts. And I believe John Roberts. I really do. And I think that he does consider the stare decisis principle to be in play here. And I believe that he will look at it as settled law because of just the kind of points that you were bringing up. Roe versus Wade does provide so many basic protections that we now consider essential to protection of personal privacy rights as part of a larger argument. But I want to go back to my other point in my last discussion. My friends, if you don't do the things strategically that enable you to control the House or the Senate, at least one, preferably the Senate, really, but maybe the House by next November in the congressional elections, then without question, the president will have the opportunity for one more Supreme Court appointment during the remaining 2 years of his term. And that appointment, I believe, if he was able to get that and Republicans retain control of the House and the Senate, will absolutely overturn Roe versus Wade. And I believe that would be unfortunate for America.
Right, because it also deals with the wiretapping issue.
Sure.
You know, it just about everything.
Okay.
And it touches more Americans that way.
Okay, Karina. Well, listen, I appreciate your call, and you made an excellent point, because you were pointing out the fact that Roe versus Wade, it's not just about the actual issue of choice itself, but about so many aspects of how you implement that go to the basic heart of protections for individual Americans. And we thank you for that call. Yeah, you bet. You have a great day out there. Let's get Steve in out in Aurora. Thank you, Steve, also for being patient. Good to have you with us this morning.
Yeah, hi, Carl.
Hi there.
Wanted to thank you and Jay and the rest for doing what you're doing. I think you guys are doing something incredibly important.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to offer my take on There was a caller about half an hour ago talking about abortion and parental notification and social services.
Okay.
And I would be comfortable with a system where if a minor wasn't comfortable going to their parents to notify them, they could apply to some sort of social services program that would evaluate the situation and possibly give them a waiver on parental notification if the situation was bad.
Well, I would be in favor of that if we, in fact, had the requirement in for the parental notification.
Right.
Right. And then in that case, just as we have potential waivers for the right to have an abortion, even those who oppose a woman's right to choose have allowed for incest and rape as an exemption, then I would also agree that if we then instituted the parental notification requirement, that there could be an exemption if there, because of the circumstances, and the caller mentioned that the young lady was so terrified by her family, it was so dysfunctional that she just couldn't possibly talk to them, that if she then went to this agency or this entity that was established specifically for that and went through the proper process, that could exempt that, because then they could provide at least a substitute to some degree. But at some point, you've got to deal with the fact that I just think the family needs to know. I mean, the family needs to know. You know,
well, even if it's there is a valid family in place.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. And maybe the institution that you're talking about, the agency, might replace a valid family. And I agree that chances are, more often than not, there's something so dysfunctional and that, as I said earlier, the fact that at that age, 15 or so, or 14, that she's having a baby, the parents, to some degree, have already waived some of their rights because they did, frankly, a poor job or a poorer job than they should have done in implementing and instilling the kind of values they should have had.
Right.
Okay.
There was one other thing I wanted to touch on.
All right, very quickly, Steve, I want to get this one more call. I do want to get in this hour, and I hope you'll stay with it because it's one of our congressional candidates in the local area, so I want you to also be able to hear him. But go ahead and make your last point.
Yeah, you had mentioned that the confirmation hearings were basically useless, and
I'm not sure they're not useless. I'm just saying that my point specifically is that there's no way to pin them down, even if they come there and say, yes, Senator, I agree that I want to follow the law as it is, interpret the law as it is. You know, everybody's confirmed. We have tea and cookies, and I go put on a robe for the next 40 years, and you're gone in about five.
Right. My sort of impression of it is basically that, yeah, the record's already there, you know, in someone like this anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Not a Harriet Myers, maybe, but someone like this, there's a you know, ample record to examine. And I think basically the decisions are already made except for, you know, this is America, we're innocent until proven guilty. And so, in a sense, this is the judge's or the nominee's last chance to maybe defend or explain something that possibly is giving the wrong impression because of context.
Right.
You know.
Right. And my concern is that he might choose to defend it by giving an answer that's somewhat duplicitous or ambiguous enough in order to help his PR in defending it. And then he gets on the court, and if he decides to go back to what the original concern was that's raised by the senator, what can you do? Nothing.
Absolutely.
That's the point I was making, Steve. Okay.
And I agree with you. I mean, if the defense is, well, I don't think that anymore, that's just not a defense.
Right. Okay. Steve, listen, thanks so much for your call. You made some excellent points, too. I appreciate the conversation, and you have a great day.
My pleasure. You keep it up.
Okay, appreciate that. We're going to let's get in another call here because we have Jay Fawcett on the line in Colorado Springs, and I guess Jay's running for, Jay's running for the District 5 seat in Colorado. He can tell you more about that. I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of that, but in any event, Jay, welcome to the show. First time talking with you, meeting with you, and, you know, good to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for sitting in for Jay.
My pleasure.
I want to tell you that I realize some folks would call it a diatribe, but you're sort of on the roll there this morning with many of the things that have sparked me to run for office.
Well, I appreciate hearing that. And if you've been that motivated by those kinds of issues, then kudos to you for taking it to the next level of civic responsibility. And we congratulate you on that. With, you know, regardless of how things turn out, you ought to be saluted for that.
Well, after 20 years of service in the Air Force, I decided I was a little tired of my party, the Democratic Party, not being a little more aggressive about taking control of the dialogue here at the national level.
Okay.
And we've done that. We've allowed the Republicans to take control of the debate. They choose the words. They've chosen the topics. And, you know, we get to do that, too. It's okay if we do that. So I think that this is a year of opportunity where we can take back, because we had this back in the 40s and 50s and even into the 60s. Can take back the debate as progressives and as Democrats and let the Republicans respond for a change. Because I have to tell you, they've provided us with some wonderful data points here in the last decade or so where we can simply say, well, to the American public, you've tried the Republicans.
Right.
How's that working out for you?
Right. Right. Well, you know, Jay, first of all, I salute you, and let me just take a moment to thank you for your service to the country as a member of the armed forces, and we always appreciate that. And that's one of the areas, by the way, that I feel it's important to point out, that they have defined it in such a way that if you are opposed to the political decisions that were made about the war in Iraq, that somehow that automatically allows you to be vulnerable to the charge that you don't support the troops. And in fact, I have always suggested that the reason that I've been opposed to the war in Iraq was primarily because I supported the troops and felt that if we had an alternative, which we did with regard to the inspection process, that it made that war a war of choice, not necessity. And as long as there was an alternative that was working, and it was clearly working because the reason they weren't finding anything is because there wasn't anything there to find, then that would have saved over 2,500 sets of American parents from getting a knock on the door to tell them their son or daughter had been killed. And that, to me, is supporting the troops in the most significant way.
Well, let me give you your shock of the day, Carl.
Okay.
There are currently 37 veterans, and I met with them 3 weeks ago in Washington, ranging from Vietnam to the current conflict, who are running for Congress as Democrats.
You know what? As a matter of fact, Jay, Paul Hackett, who just lost in the congressional election in Ohio, and the reason I point it out is because he lost to Gene Schmidt, the congresswoman who got up on the floor and said basically that the message she was conveying to John Murtha was that cowards, cowards cut and run, Marines never do. And she's talking to a man who has got 30 years of experience, is closer to the generals and commanders on the ground than any of our civilian leaders who've never served at all. And now Paul Hackett is actually going to either run against her or is in fact going to run for the Senate in the state. So you represent part of a growing group in North Carolina. There are congressional Democratic candidates who have served in, particularly in Iraq and other wars, and that's another image we need to get out there.
Well, I served in the first Iraq War, and there's a fellow candidate running with me, Bill Winter, who's going to be running against Mr. Tancredo. It was also
better.
In fact, we're on our way to a meeting with vets here this morning.
Really?
But I think it's important to remember about that particular young woman that was her first speech in the hall of the House.
Right.
She asked for her words to be taken out of the congressional record.
Well, I guess so, because it turns out that the Army personnel, the general or the colonel she quoted, later said that, in fact, that wasn't what he had said to her.
That's absolutely right.
Right. So in any event, you know, I do appreciate your call. You know, and again, it's unsolicited. I in fact, have never spoken with you before. Don't know you. I'm just sitting in for Jay today. But, you know, it's certainly good to get the comments on the line. And one thing about me, I am open to everyone who wants to make input, if they're congressmen, if they are elected officials, if they are laymen, if they're just driving to work, if they agree with me or disagree or conservatives, because I can have a civil an engaged debate without attacking anybody, which is why I disassociated myself with those comments about Congressman Tancredo before, because there's no reason to get involved in that kind of personal attack. I don't know anything about personally, except that he's probably a good man, a good father, a good family man, just as the president is a good father and a good family man. Why attack him personally? In fact, if you have issues to deal with, then let's talk about the issues and have a reasonable debate about that. Jay, thank you so much, and good luck to you in your efforts, and hopefully we'll be hearing more about you as the year goes on.
Well, I wanted to support your comment this morning by saying that we've also tried outlawing abortion before. It didn't work. It creates massive health problems, and we have a data base. So
okay.
Let's consider that when we get into the debate. Have a good day, Carl.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate that call. 303-713-7600. We're going to take a quick break. I want you to stay with me, please, and come on back and continue to join the conversation. I think hopefully we're learning something, getting something out of it, and that's because we can all approach this thing reasonably and have a good discussion.
Whether it's a natural disaster or terrorist attack, every business needs an emergency plan. You can't control what happens, but you can be prepared. Visit www.ready.gov today. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Curiosity's flowing behind that. Now, if you're headed in from Lakewood, seeing the usual delays eastbound 6th Avenue from Federal over to I-25. We're loaded up on I-25 in both directions through downtown and T-Rex. I-70 actually looking pretty good. A little sluggish between Colorado Boulevard and I-25. Lots of people heading over to the Stock Show. And around town, crews are busy clearing this rollover accident, 95th, just south of the diagonal. Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway, they're busy. So is the Turnpike eastbound from Federal over to Pecos and onto the forecast. Going to be a little warmer. Highs in the 50s. We're at 35 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
In case you haven't already heard, Waterside Living is coming to Aurora next summer with a spectacular lake house, streams, ponds.
Need something to complete your indoor game room? Then go to milehighmarket.com and get a multi-game table with poker, blackjack, and bumper pool all in one. Or do you need prime seating to watch all of the upcoming sports action? Then check out the iJoy robotic massage chair. If you're a workout buff, then the New Balance recumbent exercise bike is for you. All this and more is available at milehighmarket.com. Buy today and receive an extra 5% off and free shipping to your door. Milehighmarket.com, powered by Gately's.
They make food at Tin Star with passion, like the habit-forming blue cheese bacon burger taco, a cook-to-order burger topped with bacon, crumble blue cheese, chipotle sauce, lettuce, and hand-batter fried onion strings, all placed into flour tortillas. Tin Star's menu certainly has a southwestern orientation, but incorporates flavors from Texas and beyond. Drop by Tin Star in the Tech Center and join them for lunch, dinner, or for a cold beer or margarita and some spicy queso. Click on the banner in the player for directions. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
With us. We've got 5 stores in the Denver metro area. Castle Rock, Littleton, Lakewood. You name it, we got it. We are the most aggressive tire salespeople out there. We will match any prices. We're also a full service. A full service facility. And don't forget, my dad started this business over 15 years ago, so you know we're not going anywhere. We beat all prices. We match all prices. And on top of that, we do have the best customer service. Ever since I've joined up with Tom Martino on the Troubleshooter Network, I got to tell you, folks, we are going after the bad shops out there. A lot of people don't think that's right, but I'll tell you what, I want to turn around this industry. I want to make your automotive needs easy and very affordable, and on top of that, folks, just plain right. 303-771-9800 for the location closest to you. 303-771-9800. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now, double it. MileHighMarket.com has half-price deals from local retailers that would like you to try them. Double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
She said, somehow our society must make it right and possible for old people not to fear the young or be deserted by them. For the test of a civilization is in the way that it cares for its helpless members. Award-winning writer Pearl S. Buck, 1954. Hello, I'm Ron Els, one of 20 booksellers at the Denver Book Mall, 32 Broadway between 1st and Ellsworth Avenues in Denver. Please join us in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now, double it. MileHighMarket.com has half-price deals from local retailers that would like you to try them. Double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Stick in it to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
the Progressive Talk. Welcome back. I'm Carl Jeffers. The show's live. The music's live. It's great. Sounds like a club atmosphere here this morning on your way to work. I tell you, you don't feel this good normally, do you? Let's see. We've got a few more calls I want to try to get in at 303-713-7600. I am sitting in for Jay. Jay is just a bit under the weather, but he should be back very shortly. And until then, though, I'm certainly enjoying the opportunity to visit with you again. My first visit with you was just a couple of weeks ago over the holidays, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. Colorado's great to be in the market anyway, because as I told you before, no matter where you are in the country, if you're in a conversation and you just mention the word Colorado, a smile comes to people's face, and that's true, because everyone around the country has a very positive image of Colorado, and not so much in terms of what you do here, but in terms of the lifestyle, what it's like to live here, the quality of life, and you ought to be saluted for that, but also don't take it for granted, folks, because it's rare. It's very rare. Let's see. Della in Colorado Springs had been holding for some time. Della, thank you for your patience. Good to talk to you this morning.
Thank you. I'm very happy to talk to you, too.
My pleasure.
I wanted to weigh in on the pro-choice issue from a perspective of age. I feel that the younger generation simply doesn't realize that it isn't just abortion that's on the on the line right now. It's a matter of our rights to have any type of contraception. I don't believe that they're going to stop with abortion. I believe that contraception will go next. And for the younger generation, they may not think they need it right now, but wait until it's been taken away. 50 years ago, when I started on my first, I had a diaphragm. Let's face it. They're notorious for being, and that was my only choice.
Sure.
So I just wanted to tell the younger generation, please think about the future, because the ultimate goal of the religious groups, is to do away with everything. So please, wake up.
Well, Della, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that call, and I appreciate that. I will add to my friends out there that in that area, and the point that Della was making, and she makes an excellent point, I tend to then separate the conservative evangelical movement from Republicans, because the majority of Republicans, I think, are part of the group that, in fact, is unsure about overturning Roe versus Wade. Now, independents and Democrats definitely do not want it overturned, but it is, I believe, the conservative evangelical movement that would, in fact, see an overturn of Roe versus Wade as a first step rather than an end to the effort. And in fact, I think that group would like to pursue it even further, as Della was suggesting, and that we have to be concerned about. But I think that the issue now is to maintain the status of Roe versus Wade as stare decisis and as settled law. And as I said before, I don't believe so far that Sam Alito would probably be a decisive vote in overturning Roe versus Wade. But I will tell you this, that if Democrats are not able to regain the House or the Senate in November, that the president will have one more Supreme Court nomination in his remaining 2 years. And Justice Stevens is 84. He's the most liberal member of the Supreme Court, and he's 84. I mean, he's going to have another nomination, and it's important Democrats get back the House. We're going to have to take a break, because I would bring another caller in, but rather than do that, I'm going to take a break because we actually have Bill Winter on the line, who's running in Douglas County, who's from Douglas County, who's running against Congressman Tancredo. And if he's patient enough to stay with me, then I will give him more time, so rather than do it now when we have to take a break, we'll take the break, come back, and let's introduce Bill Winter and get his thoughts on this morning's conversation. And we welcome all sides, and anyone else who wants to run, you can call and I'll put you on, because I enjoy the conversation. I'm Carl Jeffers. Good to be here at AM 760 Progressive Talk, and I've never met Bill Winter either, as I hadn't with Jay Fossett, so it'll be an unsolicited, spontaneous conversation, and we'll get his thoughts on these topics today. Good to be here with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We do have one accident working right now off to the left shoulder, eastbound I-270 at Vasquez, so expect some curiosity slowing behind that. Now, if you're headed in from Lakewood, see the usual delays, eastbound 6th Avenue from Federal over to I-25. We're loaded up on I-25 in both directions through downtown and T-Rex. I-70 actually looking pretty good, a little sluggish between Colorado Boulevard and I-25. Lots of people heading over to the stock show. And around town, crews are busy clearing this rollover accident, 95th, just south of the diagonal. Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway, they're busy, so is the turnpike eastbound from Federal over to Pecos and onto the forecast. Going to be a little warmer today. Highs in the 50s. We're at 35 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing Test Drive Tuesday from the Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Get a $40 voucher for gas when you take a test drive on Tuesdays. Look in Tuesday's Post News Classified section for dealers and details. Quantities are limited. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Power tools.
The Al Franken Show.
There are a lot of dangerous jobs out there, and I've never had one of them.
Things you won't get anywhere else.
When I was at NBC at Saturday Night Live, the number one cause of injury at NBC were people falling out of their chairs.
And advice you can use.
If you're listening to the show and in your office, don't lean back too far.
Al Franken, 10 to 1.
Just be careful.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Thermal Advantage is looking to test 100 homes for energy efficiency. All your old windows will be taken out and new windows will be installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 50% on their energy bill, or they will reimburse you the difference. For participating when the test is complete, you will be able to keep the windows. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. Operators available 24 hours a day. Call today.
Men, this message is brought to you by the Essential Group. Are you waking at all hours? It can be frustrating, especially if it happens frequently. This can be a sign of a condition called BPH or enlarged prostate. If you're experiencing this symptom, you're not alone. Many men experience this bothersome issue. BPH is a real medical diagnosis that can typically be treated. Currently, physicians are conducting a BPH research study specifically for men over 50, and you may qualify. Just call toll-free 1-866-77-STUDY for more information. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care, including doctor visits, laboratory services, and investigational study medication. If you're experiencing the bothersome symptoms of BPH or enlarged prostate, call the Essential Group at 1-866-77-STUDY. That's 866-77-STUDY. Once again, the number is toll-free, 1-866-77-STUDY. The first step is your call.
Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear. Listen, you've been listening to our show on Saturdays. On top of that, I want to thank you for coming down to the stores and doing business with us. We've got five stores in the Denver metro area, Castle Rock, Littleton, Lakewood, you name it, we got it. We are the most aggressive tire salespeople out there. We will match any prices. We're also a full service facility. And don't forget, my dad started this business over 15 years ago, so you know we're not going anywhere. We beat all prices, we match all prices, and on top of that, we do have the best customer service. Ever since I've joined up with Tom Martino on the Troubleshooter Network, I got to tell you, folks, we are going after the bad shops out there. A lot of people don't think that's right, but I'll tell you what, I want to turn around this industry. I want to make your automotive needs easy and very affordable, and on top of that, folks, just plain right. 303-771-9800 for the location closest to you. 303-771-9800. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin, proud to talk about Rocky's Autos. Why? Because Rocky's Autos has got a great business philosophy, and that philosophy is to sell you a good car at a good price and also to give you the kind of service you deserve. Rockies has a largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They got great people working there, like my man Spanky and the Al Shear brothers and Colby, and they'll go the extra mile to make sure you're happy. Check out Rockies yourself. Go to RockiesAutos.com. You can see their business philosophy right there, and you can look at the inventory, and if there's something you like, you can get in touch with them. And every car is totally and thoroughly inspected. That's why it's equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rockies Autos open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're just great folks to deal with. Rockies Autos, located at the corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of Boulder Turnpike.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Progressive Talk Radio. Good morning to you. I'm Carl Jeffers. Top of the day. Welcome back. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin, who we expect to be back tomorrow. So we wish him a full recovery today. This is a four-hour show, so I know the commitment he makes to you every day. So I'm appreciative of that, and we salute him for that, because most shows are 3 hours. And we're talking about the several issues, actually, this morning. And delighted to be here visiting with you, based on the West Coast and L.A. and Seattle. And if someone asked when was I last on TV, it would have been a week and a half ago on the Rita Cosby Show on MSNBC, which is where I probably do most of my work, although from time to time I do Fox and CNN. And, of course, hosting my own radio show out on the West Coast as well. But great to be in the Denver area and then the Denver market on the air visiting with you. And delighted that you've joined me, and I didn't need to spend some time with you this morning. My pleasure to do that. We want to welcome to the show this morning a totally unsolicited call from Bill Winter, who is out in Douglas County, and I guess in Congressional District 6, he is actually challenging Congressman Tancredo. So I've never spoken to Bill before, and I certainly am pleased and delighted to have him join us this morning. And so without further ado, Bill, welcome to the show. Good to talk to you. Good to have you with us this morning.
Thanks, Carl. Good morning. Great to have you on. I think you're doing a great job. I've been enjoying listening to you.
Well, thank you. My pleasure.
And I want to let you know, Jay and I did not plan this. We both just called in independently. I heard you talking about the caller and Mr. Tancredo, and I want to let you know I agree with you 100%. I don't think we gain anything by calling names and getting personal.
Well, you know what, like I said before, the other thing that does is allow them to have a way to get back. I mean, because that's an easy thing to defend. But if you want to talk to the congressman about the position he's taken on Minutemen, which I believe is as close to sedition as anything since John Adams and the Alien and Sedition Acts until the day he died, John Adams said the worst thing he ever did as president was signing into law the Alien and Sedition Acts. You want to talk to issues about immigration and other things, then they've got to come up with hard answers. They can't just dismiss you and label you as some sort of Jane Fonda loving wacko from the 60s. But when we go after that kind of personal attack basis, we allow them to change the subject away from the actual issues and move it to issues where we frankly can't win on.
I think you're exactly right, Carl. And, you know, when we say we're not going to make personal attacks, that doesn't mean he's going to get a free ride, because, as you say, there's 100 different things we can bring up about this guy without calling in names and such. You know, I was at an immigration forum Saturday night, and he and a lot of his supporters were talking about putting the military on the border. And I was in the Marine Corps, and I'm telling you, you don't want me on the border, because the thing I was trained to do in the Marine Corps was kill people.
Right.
And as soon as he's ready to tell the American people we want to kill immigrants as they're coming across, then he can advocate military on the border. I just think it's a very bad idea, and I think we can certainly take him on that level.
Oh, absolutely. And we're actually getting some help from their party on that, because even the chairman of the Republican Party, Ken Mellman, said about 3 weeks ago now that this issue of immigration, the way we're approaching it, meaning we, meaning the Republican Party, could cost us elections in the future. And the reason is that they are using it as a divisive wedge, and frankly, the group that the Republicans feel that they want to gain the most resonance with right now is the Hispanic vote. And Hispanics are actually looking at this as an issue of race. They see this as a deliberate racial motivated issue with the way that they are approaching it, with this kind of religious commitment to having a sentry every 5 feet, you know, with an armed musket ready to shoot at will.
Well, you know, there's no question, Carl, that we have a problem with our immigration, and our immigration system is broken.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, are we going to have a real discussion and talk about real solutions?
Right.
Or are we going to grandstand and demagogue and make people that are really just looking for a better life into bad people,
right,
which they're not?
Right.
I think that we have to have a really comprehensive answer. And if you look at what John McCain and Ted Kennedy are working on,
mm-hmm,
a lot of people think that might be the way to go. But, you know, at this forum on Saturday night, you had Mayor Hickenlooper and Governor Owens and Terrence Carroll from the state legislature and Governor Lamb, and they all wanted to talk about ideas. And Congressman Tancredo just wanted to call people names, and I don't see what's productive about that. I don't see how we find an answer that way.
No, well, we don't find an answer that way, and I think that it's time that we try to get back to a point where politics becomes the last topic that you could discuss with your family. I mean, how many families out there, how many conversations can you imagine where now you're coming together for Thanksgiving? And what does it say? Now, Eddie, don't talk about politics this year. You know how Aunt Ed reacted last year. Uncle Jimmy threw that vase at you. That's the kind of thing we have. Or a July 4th picnic. It used to be that people could really get together and talk about politics. Now, it is so divisive. It's so polarized. And much of that is because of the way it becomes a personal attack. So that if you disagree with me on who you support as a candidate, it means that basically I can't respect you as a person anymore. And that is wrong. I have absolute respect for you because we could be good people and have different views, but at least we're trying to understand the process and hopefully trying to find solutions. But attacking each other doesn't find solutions. It destroys the process and eliminates any environment for a solution.
Well, that's 100% right, Carl. We all need to remember that we're all Americans, the former Republicans and Democrats, and we all start out with a heck of a lot more in common than we have in differences. And you know, our kids go to the same schools, we work at the same jobs, we all pay taxes, and so I think if we started out at the common ground and started working from there, you know, even on this issue of abortion, there's common ground. We're all pro-life. You know, the question is who's going to make the decision?
Right.
The government. I don't believe the government belongs in our bedrooms or our hospital rooms or in our homes, and that's where it comes down to for me.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Bill, and it's good to hear from you, and nice to say hello to you as well. And I certainly wish you every good wish and best wish for your success. And without question, regardless what happens, I salute the effort that you're making and the way it seems that you're approaching the discussion, because that in and of itself is contributing to a positive environment. And I absolutely salute you for that. And thank you for taking the time to call in this morning.
Well, thank you very much, Carl. Really appreciate listening to you and being on with you.
All right, my pleasure. You bet. You have a great day, too, Bill. We'll talk to you again. All right, let's see if we can get Dave in Denver before we can go to another segment. I won't even move on to another topic. Dave's been waiting. Let's get Dave in. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show this morning.
Hey there, Carl. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Well, it's such a nice breath of fresh air to see someone proclaiming the values we share and then actually trying to live up to them. I'm sure you saw the thing in the Denver Post on Sunday where basically Shetler was asking people to live up to their values.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Sure.
And one of the things that I find very troubling is that both parties have a very hard time living up to the values they proclaim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if the Democrats were truly focused on living wages and affordable housing and really protecting the environment, population would be right up at the top of the list. And because 70% of our population growth comes from immigration, wouldn't you think that the Democrat Party, if they were intellectually and morally consistent, would address it in a serious manner?
Well, I think that you're right about the fact that there's some hyperventilating on the part of both parties with this, and the issue of immigration is a complicated one, but right now the ones who control it are the ones who are actually using it as a divisive issue. It's not the Democrats who are saying put the sentries on the border, put up a wall, and post Marines every 5 minutes. So, except
those are all sort of phony responses, because what makes us great as a country is, besides being productive people, we also voluntarily obeyed the law. That's why we don't need police on every corner.
Right.
That's why we didn't need sentries on the border.
All right. I got to get out now, though. If you hear the music in the background, I got to run. But I do appreciate your points.
And we can continue this later, Carl.
I would love to do that, son.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, and thank you for the call. Well, folks, you hear that relaxing theme. It's time to wrap up the hour. You be the change you want to see in the world. I'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Carl Jeffers. AM 760, Progressive Talk Radio.
Glass and Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4.
What I'm talking to you about is not a liberal or conservative issue. It's truth or it's a lie. It's morally right or it's morally wrong.
And Schultz, on AM 760.
Who's responsible?
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
If there was ever a month to make a big change in your life, January is it. So this January, why not go really big with custom LASIK by the world-class surgeons of Spivak Vision Center, currently celebrating our 25th anniversary. In honor of this big-time celebration, we're extending our $1,000 LASIK savings. Big savings, big vision, big change. Only at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. So don't wait. Get out there this year with custom LASIK at Spivak Vision Center and take advantage of our 25th anniversary $1,000 LASIK savings. When it comes to vision, it doesn't get any bigger than Spivak Vision, especially with our Spivak Lifetime LASIK Commitment. And our $1,000 savings makes it that much sweeter. But don't take my word for it. Call 303-2020 and see for yourself. That's 303-C-2020 for Spivak Vision, the only way to see.
AM 760. Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Joel, Andy Rowe, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. Your progressive station. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, this is Barry Bagnetto live in Washington. Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito has been answering Senate Judiciary Committee questions for an hour and a half, but already he has had to confront controversy. On abortion, he says he recognizes a right to privacy and believes in the legal tradition of honoring past rulings such as Roe v. Wade.
It is a general presumption that courts are going to follow prior precedents.
Reminding Alito about a 21-year-old statement he made opposing abortion, Chairman Arlen Specter asked how he would treat the issue on the high court.
I would approach the question with an open mind, and I would listen to the arguments.
So you would approach it with an open mind, notwithstanding your 1985 statement?
Absolutely, Senator.
Alito refused to be pinned down on how he would rule on executive powers, despite expressing support for expanding those powers in the past.
You'd have to look at the specifics of the situation. These are the gravest sort of constitutional questions that come up.
The White House is closely watching Alito's performance at this critical time in the confirmation process.
Peter Mayer live at the White House. The administration accuses Senate Democrats of falsehoods in the Alito confirmation hearings, taking a tough stand as the hearings unfold. A spokesman says Democrats have misrepresented Samuel Alito's record and integrity. But the White House also voices confidence, predicting that Alito will be confirmed. I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Christopher Glenn.
President Bush is talking about his Iraq policies again this morning, again before a friendly audience of veterans of foreign wars gathering in Washington.
Out of the turmoil in Iraq, a free government will emerge that represents the will of the Iraqi people instead of the will of one cruel dictator.
The president has a mixed picture of the year ahead in Iraq, predicting more tough fighting and sacrifice, but also more progress to victory. Doctors treating Ariel Sharon say he's doing a little better today. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi has the latest.
The doctors at Hadassah Hospital say that Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has had a slight improvement in his neurological functions, and he remains in a stable but critical condition. As the anesthetist who's attending him at his bedside put it, "We were on the brink of the cliff. Now we've moved 15 feet back."
The nation's emergency care system needs emergency treatment. That's the gist of a report prepared by a task force for the American College of Emergency Physicians. Its president, Dr. Frederick Blum, says access to emergency care is declining because the ERs are so overcrowded and they are ill-prepared to deal with any public health or terrorist disaster.
Because we're full all or most of the time, our state of preparedness is not very good right now.
The report rates California, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and the District of Columbia as best in emergency care. Utah, Idaho, and Arkansas got the lowest ratings. Checking the late numbers from Wall Street, Dow Industrials down 45 points. The NASDAQ Composite is off by 11 and a quarter. This is CBS News.
Make this the year you find love. I'm relationship expert Dawn Yannick, and I want to tell you about a guide I've written for Match.com that will change the life of anyone who's looking for a meaningful relationship. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, and it's based on the millions of successful relationships Match.com has inspired over the past 10 years. Now, Match.com wants you to have it free. Finding love is one resolution you can keep. Get started today at Match.com with our guide, free. Visit Match.com for details.
Do
you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free. I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, things are looking good around town, starting to thin out on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Crews have cleared this rollover at 95th just south of the diagonal, and the turnpike actually back up to speed in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, southbound I-25, still a little slow coming out of Thornton North Bend. Have this crash just past Thornton Parkway, adding to those jams. Then it runs heavy into downtown and through T-Rex. 225 looking at brake lights from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And I-70 busy in both directions between Colorado Boulevard and I-25. Lots of people going over to the Stock Show. Checking the forecast, going to be warmer today. Highs in the 50s. We're at 35 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, keep your Toyota running great. Take advantage of your local Denver Metro Toyota Service Center's lube, oil, and filter service and receive a complimentary tire rotation and 19-point inspection, all for just $29.95. Don't miss this great deal from Toyota. Hurry, offer ends January 31st.
What's his name? Schultz.
Ed Schultz.
Ed Schultz.
Just call him Ed.
I love Ed because Ed appeals to, like, Joe America.
Not to be confused with anyone else.
He sounds like Rush Limbaugh. Except that good, intelligent words come out of his mouth.
Ed Schultz.
That's just straightforward and honest.
Well, thank you. The truth is interesting, isn't it? The Ed Schultz Show, weekdays at 1 on AM 760.
I love it.
Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Top of the day to you. Welcome back. I'm Carl Jeffers. Good to have you with us this morning. I'm delighted to be here visiting with you in the Denver market again and in the Colorado area. And it's really great. And I certainly thoroughly enjoyed the visit that we had just a couple weeks ago during the holidays when I was in for Jay for a few days. It was absolutely a treat. And I'm certainly delighted to be here today. Jay's just under the weather a bit, expected to be back tomorrow. So we all wish him a full day of recovery and back to the grind tomorrow with a full 4 hour, which is quite a commitment, by the way, folks, that he shows and demonstrates to you every day, because many shows are 3 hours. So you've certainly got a treasure there, and he deserves a good day to recover and get back on the swing of things tomorrow. But in the meantime, I'm holding down the fort based in Los Angeles and Seattle, and this time of year, less Seattle, out of more Los Angeles with the rain and the schedule. But don't fool yourselves, though. When you get to July through October, there's nothing more beautiful than the Pacific Northwest. Well, maybe you've got a shot, though, that's for sure. If there's anybody who could say, well, you haven't seen much of what we have, I have. And the Colorado is without question an incredibly beautiful place to be. Let's see. I just want to tell you quickly, for those who are just joining, that I do have a background in political commentary, political analysis, and in fact, I've been a Seattle Times editorial contributor. I also am now a contributor to the Huffington Post, a progressive website, one of the most prestigious of the websites that are considered progressive and more liberal-oriented in the country. Arianna Huffington is the developer of that site. And I also host my own show on the West Coast, On Fire with Carl Jeffers, and I'm a lecturer and a political commentator on both radios and TV formats and venues, and I'm also part of the Clear Channel family, which is how I get to come visit with you, and I do work with Clear Channel on the West Coast and here and other places, and delighted to be part of that family. My show is a little different. No pre-recorded laugh tracks, no catcalls, no fire engines, no drum rolls, just conversation, no screaming and personal attacks, and no politics of personal destruction. And yet, it's important for you to note that, you know, I do play hardball here, though, but we go after the issues, and we go after the people on the issues, not just going after the people for the sport of it. And the emphasis is always on informed, civil, and engaged conversation. I let you make your point, as you've heard clearly, I think, today. And at the end of the day, you know, we may agree, we may disagree, but hopefully we'll feel we've learned something. And I stay on top of issues, I have a thirst for knowledge, and I enjoy sharing information that I have in a way that enables you to get something something out of it and help you crystallize your thoughts. I'm not here to change your opinion or convince you one way or the other, but to make points that require you to reflect on where you are, and maybe it helps reconfirm your position. And, of course, you can talk about any issue I've put out on the table, because I cover a lot of topics. And I just want to – well, no, we have one listener, by the way. Let me give you the number, 303-713-7600. But Glenn was patient enough to hold through the news break. So without further ado, I will take Glenn's call, and then we'll come back and talk about the different topics that we will discuss in this hour, and invite your calls as well at 303-713-7600. But Glenn's out in Colorado Springs, so we're going to welcome Glenn to the show. Thanks for your patience this morning, Glenn, and good to have you with us today.
Hey, Carl, it's good having you on. I was disappointed when I tuned in and Jay wasn't on, but I really love your style. I'm not sure that I've caught you on TV or not, but the idea of not attacking the other side and what you said in the last hour, I agree totally. Both sides just love attacking each other. Nothing gets done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually an evangelical Christian, and I smile every morning I wake up. I've only lived here in Colorado for 6 months, and I love
wow.
it. So,
but, then you know what I mean. It's great.
When you said it, I was like, yeah, I do. I smile every time.
Yeah,
you
really do.
Colorado.
Where'd you move from?
From upstate New York.
Oh, okay. I spend Christmas with my brother and his great family up in Syracuse most every year.
That's where I live, Syracuse, New York.
Oh, the orange man, huh?
Yeah. Anyway, the reason I called was I think both sides definitely just see each other as the stereotypical right-wing guy or the liberal lefty or whatever. So I listen to Jay's show. I don't like the others on the station, but I like his show because there is a lot more dialogue, and I try to figure out how the other side thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think both sides need to try to do that.
I agree.
I've already learned things that I just had the wrong idea of, you know, being evangelical, most of my friends being with that world. Just
mm-hmm.
the other side is going to be really talk about common ground. And I think with the abortion issue, I will say I don't believe we will ever see Roe v. Wade get overturned.
Mm-hmm.
So the Republicans hold it out there as a little bone for the evangelicals to keep them voting for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say even that, as you were saying, that if you attack the other side, it just helps the other side get more adamant against you.
Right.
As a Christian, I've never given a penny to the Republican Party. I'm a registered Republican, but I'm not
mm-hmm.
exactly a big fan of the Republican Party. It's just the Democrats seem to, as a party, they seem to mock my beliefs and be against everything that I stand for so consistently that I just can't mm-hmm. help but find myself going in the other direction.
You know, Glenn, I'm going to use your comment to make another comment that I hope will be instructive for some of our listeners. What you just said about how that it appears to you from your perspective, and folks out there who are liberal and Democrats, you're getting the benefit of the other perspective. And remember, just as I believe that the Republicans underestimate the force of how many real Democrats and liberals and independents there are in America, the way they present it now, they say they've taken over everything. On the other side, I think sometimes that Democrats and liberals tend to marginalize the strength and the significance of the grassroots part of the evangelicals. I'm not talking about at the level of Pat Robertson where you want to assassinate Hugo Chavez, you're talking about Sharon or the people in Pennsylvania got what they deserve, but the grassroots evangelicals who go to church every Sunday, who represent good, strong, wholesome values, except that in many cases part of their leadership tries to impose those values on others of us, and that's what that really, I believe, is in contradiction to the principles of America. But what Glenn is saying is that Democrats at times tend to mock them. And the reason why I wanted to make this one point, I want you to know, folks, and you can quote me on this and make a note of this, that right now, the reason why Hillary Clinton still has a real strong chance of being the next president of the United States is precisely because she is attempting to understand that in order to succeed in the presidency and in the campaign, she has got to be able to present an image of one who understands the other side on these issues of social concern, the social issues. And as much as you maybe have reservations and think that, you know, to some degree she's selling out or she's being too moderate, let me tell you something, folks, that if we want to win – Do you need a candidate who understands and can address that portion of the country that, frankly, now represents the base of the conservative movement? And she's doing exactly the right thing. And I'll tell you one other thing. Hillary Clinton would like nothing better than to have candidates in the 2008 campaign primary run to the left of her, because it makes her look more palatable and more comfortable for the people like Glenn. Now, I'm not saying Glenn would ever consider voting for her, but I'm saying there are a lot of people like Glenn who will listen to a candidate who doesn't immediately dismiss them or alienate them, and it's important for the Democrats, whoever they come up with as a candidate, to be able to do that. Why do you think John McCain has such wide appeal? Because he does not appear to be someone who divides and polarizes. Bill Frist, I must say to you, Glenn, the other evangelical-type associated Republicans, like Bill Frist, to a certain degree George Allen in Virginia, they all come across as continuing the level of polarization, frankly, and John McCain doesn't. So that's a very important point that Glenn shared about himself, and the opportunity to have this dialogue with Glenn, I think, is beneficial to everybody.
Well, let me just say, as far as common ground with the abortion issue, Jay, on Jay's show right before Christmas, he had a show on about the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, you know, you debate it, whatever, the death penalty itself. But I heard all these callers calling into Jay's show with such compassion and understanding for the, you know, those that are on death row and you know, the circumstances that probably got them there and all this. And as a Christian, even though I do believe the death penalty is justified, but that's, you know, that's another show. But I heard all this compassion. I said, wow. I said, you know, I don't, that, you know, how as a Christian can I be against that kind of compassion, even though I don't believe we should do away with it, the death
penalty. Mm-hmm.
I'm happy because of reasons that it's so inconsistent to be happy.
Okay.
Why
don't we... I'm having trouble keeping Glenn. Is the connection bad, perhaps? Looks like we lost Glenn. I think Glenn was on a cell phone for our folks, so I think he was traveling, and so we lost the connection. But listen, I can't tell you how much I appreciate that call, and Glenn, I'm sure if you can still hear the show, thank you so much for that, and it was great to have that dialogue with you, and I hope that all of us got something from that in a beneficial way. The number is 303-713-7600, and when we come back, I'm going to switch gears a bit, but make some comments about the Alito hearings and what we see there, and some comments I have on some new poll numbers and how they may in fact impact the current political landscape, as well as the landscape as it evolves over the next 7 or 8 months leading into the November elections. And then I have a comment or two about the Abramoff scandal and about Iraq. So we've got quite a bit to cover in this last hour that we're visiting together. I hope you'll be able to stay around and stay with us and even join in the conversation. I look forward to that, as I look forward to continuing the visit with you. I'm Carl Jeffers. Good to be here sitting in for Jay, who will be back tomorrow here on AM 760 Progressive Talk Radio.
Progressive traffic.
Well, things are looking good around town, starting to thin out on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on High 93. Crews have cleared this rollover at 95th just south of the diagonal, and the turnpike actually back up to speed in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster. And southbound I-25, still a little slow coming out of Thornton North Bend. Have this crash just past Thornton Parkway, adding to those jams. Then it runs heavy into downtown and through X-225, looking at brake lights from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And I-70, busy in both directions between Colorado Boulevard and I-25. Lots of people going over to the Stock Show. Checking the forecast, going to be warmer today. Highs in the 50s. We're at 35 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
In case you haven't already heard, Waterside Living is coming to Aurora next summer with a spectacular lake house, streams, ponds, and parks. Visit LizSouthShore.com. Don't miss out on Waterside Living in Aurora. Visit LizSouthShore.com.
Want to be an eBay entrepreneur? Then get your free CD that's showing people how to make a fortune with online auctions like eBay. It's so easy. This software is actually illegal in some states, but not yours. So pick up the phone and get your free CD from Internet Speedway now. Make a fortune with this system while it's still legal in your state. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903.
homeowners. The holidays are over. Paying for them may not be. If the holiday season stuffed your stocking with high interest rate credit card statements, there has never been a better time to call the mortgage store than today.
Jason Rauschelbach, CEO of the mortgage store.
The average family has $12,000 in credit card debt. You can make those payments month after month and never see your balances go down.
Call the mortgage store today. Just one phone call is all it takes to get you started saving hundreds of dollars every month.
We'll make it easy for you to pay off those credit cards, and it's tax deductible.
The mortgage store does the shopping for you and guarantees to save you money. There's no application fees, no out-of-pocket closing costs. Now, how's that for a fresh start for the new year?
There has never been a better time to call the mortgage store than today.
Call the mortgage store now, 303-423-7171. That's 423-7171. The mortgage store, where America goes for mortgages.
Do you really know your past, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll send you a free report with fascinating facts on your family name at no cost to you. Call 1-800-300-3414. That's 1-800-300-3414. 1-800-300-3414.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when a waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-600-4222. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-600-4222. 1-800-600-4222.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Progressive Talk Radio. I'm Carl Jeffers, sitting in for Jay Marvin. Good to be here with you, and I'll tell you, when you get welcomed back like that, you got to feel like, you know what, no matter with all of the problems that we've got out there, we can get through this, because that kind of a welcome, that kind of a music intro just makes you feel good about the world and about your day coming up. I have to think you feel that way, don't you? So we're going to continue with that frame of mind. And incidentally, I want to make one comment about the Alito hearings, because it comes right from the top of the broadcast. When we were hearing some quotes, Arlen Specter, the Republican chairman of the committee, asked San Alito specifically his approach today on abortion, given what he wrote in his memorandum from 10 years ago. And San Alito said, Judge Alito said, I would approach abortion, the abortion issue, with an open mind. So what does that mean? Okay, and then on this presidential authority, and this is clearly an important issue with regard to the president's authorized spying domestically on American citizens outside of the framework of the courts and the FISA Commission. And his response to that was, Senator, these are the most gravest of decisions that come up, and they have to be treated with the utmost seriousness. Well, that means even less than the other statement of approaching with an open mind. I mean, that's why I said in the first hour today, folks, I don't consider these hearings any real way to really get at the nominee unless we go after the track record that's there. And I told you before that only Robert Bork was denied confirmation based on what he said at the hearings. The only time senators have been successfully able to defeat a nomination to the Supreme Court has been based on what they were able to bring up about their past or about their outside dealings or about other activities, whether it was Haynesworth or Farnsworth and Clemens in the Nixon administration about their the racist statements they made in the 40s, whether it was Arthur Goldberg with Lyndon Johnson, based on his business business dealings. Harriet Myers, who never even got an up-and-down vote. Please, folks, don't be fooled by this we want an up-and-down vote. The conservative Republicans do not want an up-and-down vote unless it is to their advantage, because if they did, they would have been consistent with that principle with Harriet Myers. And the only reason that Robert Bork lost a confirmation based on what he said at the hearings is because he came into the hearings with the most arrogant, pretentious attitude of any nominee perhaps in 100 years, and basically told them up front, yeah, that's right, Roe versus Wade was an outreach, was an overreach, so was civil rights and all these things, and he paid for the price. But what I'm saying to you is that this is a pretty safe environment, and if there's going to be a serious effort to block Alito, and I don't know that one would be productive because he may still have the votes, but if there's going to be a serious effort, these issues that are out there with regard to his business dealings, the fact that he promised that he was going to recuse himself on a decision and then went ahead and ruled on it anyway, these are the kinds of issues that will have more weight and more leverage than his answers to the questions, because unless he was very stupid, and you don't get nominated to the Supreme Court, folks, by being very stupid, okay? You can put that one down in your book. So unless he was very stupid, the fact of the matter is he's going to be able to dance around these issues all day. I think I have to approach with an open mind. That's a real straightforward, precise answer. These are the gravest issues that come up, must be treated very seriously. Boy, you may as well just put the robe on now and walk right over, because if that's the case, that's not saying anything. Anyway, and incidentally, folks, I want to share one other poll with you, because this is very important. The American people right now have indicated that they are inclined to support the confirmation of Judge Alito to the Supreme Court. But, the question was asked, should the Senate confirm Judge Alito if his vote would be to overturn Roe versus Wade? And 56% of the American people say no, do not confirm him if it is clear that he will vote to overturn Roe versus Wade. 34% say yes, confirm him. What does that mean? The overwhelming majority of Americans, they like him, they feel he's competent, they feel he's generally qualified, but if it turned out that they had proof or clear evidence that he would vote to overturn Roe versus Wade, they would consider that too extreme. The problem I'm raising, folks, is that there's virtually no way for the American people to find that out, which means that if they don't find it out, then they want him on the bench. And if he gets on the bench and then later on decides to vote to overturn Roe versus Wade, he would, in fact, have been confirmed on a false premise to the American people, and there's no way to deal with that except have control of the Congress so that nominees can't come up even to be nominated who would be able to get confirmed, who would start out with a philosophy that would essentially oppose Roe versus Wade. That's why you have to work on the strategy needed to at least get the House and possibly the Senate back. And I think Democrats have a chance for the Senate, because the president will have one more Supreme Court nomination, I'm certain of, in the next 2.5 years of his presidency, and that one will clearly swing the court and completely over the edge, depending on the direction of the nominee. Now, let's get back to the phones. 303-713-7600. Gary's out in Colorado Springs. Good morning, Gary. Thanks for your patience. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Carl. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good.
Better than Jay today, huh?
What's that?
You're feeling better than Jay today.
Well, I think I'm feeling a little better than Jay, but I think he'll be equal to me by tonight, and he'll be in tomorrow.
I hope he is. I just wanted to say, I think the evangelicals have been bamboozled, and I think the American public is being bamboozled, and it comes from a lot of comments like some of those that you've made, where you keep talking about the threat to our country being the evangelicals.
I didn't say they were a threat to the country. I didn't say that.
They're pushing for overturn Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they see what. Now, first of all, I'm going to tell you, Gary, and I'm sure you do welcome back another host who perhaps would be more comfortable with letting you get away with that stuff. But you've got a political analyst here and someone who goes on TV and debates with the guys who are considered the best on the right. So I know what I'm up against. You will not get away with that kind of approach with
I'm
me.
I
am delighted to engage you in civil debate because I look forward to it. But you're going to have your facts right. I never said that evangelicals were a threat to the country. They're no more a threat to the country than far left Democrats or liberals, for that matter.
Wait a minute, let me make my point.
Well, no, but not if you start with a premise. Not if you start with a false premise. Correct the premise, then you make your point.
No, that's not a premise. Okay, I will talk now, and what I'm going to say is that the appointments that the Bushes have made to the Supreme Court, have none of them have been evangelicals.
I never said they made evangelical appointments to the court.
You did.
Okay.
You're going off. I'm trying to make a point, is that what we need to look at is not the evangelicals. We need to look at who has the power in this country. Our governor, our senators, are all representatives not of evangelicals. They're Roman Catholics. And we need to look at the power that the Catholic Church has.
Wait a minute. That's a statement that would be far more offensive to far more Americans than what you wrongly accused me of saying, which I never said to begin with.
I didn't. Okay.
Yeah, that's a very difficult one.
Why
you have to stay
offensive?
With me there. Why is that
offensive?
For you to make
if
a statement
Catholic,
that for you to make a statement.
Roman Catholics in, and the Roman Catholic Church calls for the overturn of Roe v. Wade.
They have. Yep. The Roman Catholic Church would be comfortable with the overturn of Roe v. Wade, yes.
Right, and if you look at the website of Priests for Life, you will see that they are all in favor of bringing in Alito and overturning Roe v. Wade.
Well, wait a minute. Let me give you some historical perspective there on the point that you just made, which I can respond to. First of all, not all Roman Catholics in America are absolutely in support of the issue of overturning Roe versus Wade. And in fact, the American Catholic community is the most divided of any in the world with regard to social issues. So there are a lot of Catholics. In fact, considering the fact that the Catholic community essentially was the strongest single ethnic minority in the Democratic Party for the last 100 years because working and labor was all predominantly Catholic. So there is, in fact, that divide. Now, with regard to the perception,
right?
I'm going to make one more point and then let you back in because this will help you in your argument. There are, if Samuel Alito is confirmed, that is correct, that will make five Supreme Court justices who are Roman Catholic, which is an amazing statistic for a lot of Americans to fathom because they don't know that. He will be the fifth out of nine who are Roman Catholic. But the reason why that predominance of Roman Catholics is there is because administrations that are conservative have found that if they appoint someone who is Roman Catholic without them having to be specific on answering questions about abortion, which is what we were talking about in terms of dancing around it, that there is at least an assumption there that based on their religious background or philosophy, they might be reliably able to be counted on to support legislation that and cases that come to the court that would require them to vote either yes or no on issues affecting Roe versus Wade. And that's why Roman Catholics are being appointed in that way. But that doesn't mean that the entire Roman Catholic community in America or the entire Roman Catholic hierarchy in America is lined up behind that. And, in fact, there is a very significant schism philosophically.
Can I say something?
Absolutely.
The last election,
mm-hmm.
Many of those liberal Roman Catholics who normally vote Democrat, because my family is Roman Catholic,
mm-hmm.
and they voted Democrat over and over, except in the last election,
mm-hmm.
when the bishops actually went around to the different parishes and said, just because Kerry's a Catholic doesn't mean you vote for him, and they pushed for Bush to become, that's why we had a supposedly a Democratic takeover in Colorado.
All right, well, okay, I can't get into all those other points. Your one point is very good.
Saying, we need to take a look at that and at the power structure.
Okay, do you know that, you may not even know this, because I had a real problem with this. Not only at the local hierarchy level, President Bush went to Rome, and in meetings with the archbishops in Rome, told them that he needed their help over here. And many of them came out, in fact, saying that they did not support John Kerry in his position. And, of course, then later you had an archbishop here in our own country that said he ought to be excommunicated because of the fact that he supported abortion. So,
a lot of bishops said that.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I think that was wrong.
They all came out on Bush's side, and that's what I'm saying. Is
but I'm not going to attack the Roman Catholic Church. I love the Roman Catholic Church,
know.
And I'm not Catholic.
They're exempt from everything.
But
they're also the largest employer in my county, and I believe in yours.
Well, that may not be the case. Certainly not the case in Los Angeles County, and I don't think so. It's in Washington County in Seattle. So, but in any event, my point is that I refrain from attacking the entire Roman Catholic Church. But well, you said before
why
that
can you constantly say it's the evangelicals?
Well, the evangelicals have a more evangelicals have a more unified position specifically on that issue, whereas in the U.S., the Roman Catholic Church is far more divided in terms of its laymen than the evangelical movement in the country.
Laymen, but the bishops are all united on it. And all I'm saying is you're going to constantly say it's the evangelicals here, the evangelicals there, and not mention the Roman Catholic Church. You're missing
all right.
the point.
All right. Okay. Well,
I'm not
attacking.
I'm just saying.
Okay. All right, Gary. Well, listen, I appreciate the point. I got to run. You hear the music in the background, so you know we got to go. Otherwise, I'd continue the conversation. The number is 303-713-7600. I appreciate Gary's call, and I appreciate his point. But I just want to make sure that no one makes labels about either one group or another when I make a specific point about their positions, unless I also make that point, which I was not doing, about evangelicals. I certainly never said they were a threat to America. They're a very important part to America. In fact, the other caller we had, Glenn, I saluted him for his approach, and he is an evangelical. But they represent the basis of the movement for overturning Roe versus Wade. The Catholic Church, at its lay level, is still a much larger group, and in fact, many of its members make up the group that says, let's not support Alito if he wants to overturn Roe versus Wade, but if he, then we support him. And that's an important distinction. AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm Carl Jeffers. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're still dealing with this crash off to the left shoulder eastbound I-270 at Vasquez, so expect a little slowing behind that as crews try to clear that out of the way. Southbound 225 still running heavy as you head toward the tech center. North end of town, southbound I-25, a little sluggish as you head into downtown and through T-Rex. And around town, things back up to speed on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, Southfold Road, all looking pretty good in the Turnpike. Pushing top speeds through Broomfield and Westminster. Under the forecast, going to be a little warmer today. Sunny skies, highs in the 50s. We're at 36 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
K&H Windows is the only window and siding company in Colorado personally endorsed by Tom Martino, and they'll help you save on your heating bills. Right now, when you buy one window, you get one free. That's right, buy one, get one free. For a free in-home estimate, call 421-7100 or go to khwindows.com.
We've changed our website. Now you can hear the difference. Listen live to the new and improved AM 760, Progressive Talk.
God bless the internet.
Log on and hear the difference now.
AM760.net.
On AM 760.
It's amazing how you'll lose weight and keep it off or stop smoking once and for all using hypnosis. No pills, no patches, just success. John Morgan Seminars presents world-renowned hypnotherapist Doug O'Brien at Red Lion, Denver Central, Quebec Street, Tuesday, January 17th. Smoking cessation is at 6 p.m., weight loss at 8 p.m. Call 800-735-6907 to reserve your space. Sessions are affordable at $59.95. Experts agree hypnotherapy is the best choice for permanent results. John Morgan Seminars have helped over 100,000 people. Call 800-735-6907.
Men, this message is brought to you by the Essential Group. Are you waking at all hours? It can be frustrating, especially if it happens frequently. This can be a sign of a condition called BPH or enlarged prostate. If you're experiencing this symptom, you're not alone. Many men experience this bothersome issue. BPH is a real medical diagnosis that can typically be treated. Currently, physicians are conducting a BPH research study specifically for men over 50, and you may qualify. Just call toll-free 1-866-77-STUDY for more information. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care, including doctor visits, laboratory services, and investigational study medication. If you're experiencing the bothersome symptoms of BPH or enlarged prostate, call the Essential Group at 1-866-77-STUDY. That's 866-77-STUDY. Once again, the number is toll-free, 1-866-77-STUDY. The first step is your call.
You are not easy to pin down. You're not one-dimensional. You're diverse. You have a wide range of interests, hobbies, and pastimes, all of which call for a bountiful bouquet of televised entertainment.
That's why Comcast Digital Cable is offering you up to 200 channels of choice for just $49.99 for 3 months. For the sports fan, there's ESPN, Fox Sports, and Altitude. The kid in you gets Nickelodeon, Noggin, and Sprout. And your inner movie buff can watch up to 7 channels of HBO with Million Dollar Baby, The Ring 2, and new seasons of The Sopranos and Deadwood in March. Plus, you can enjoy over 2,300 hours of movies, shows, and music with the magic of On Demand. Select from a continually updated library and watch what you want, when you want. $49.99 gets you 3 months of up to 200 channels from Comcast Digital Cable. With that many choices, even a multifaceted individual like you is sure to be satisfied. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Certain restrictions apply. Offer good through January 21st and not available in all areas. Call for details.
And now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Progressive Talk. Welcome back. I'm Carl Jeffers. I'll tell you what, Louis Armstrong will certainly take your mind off of these serious issues and get you feeling good about today. And by the way, I just thought I'd mention this as just another issue because of the terms of the kinds of topics and things that I just like sharing. You know, this week AMC, American Movie Classics, is doing one of those James Bond series, sort of extravaganzas with nothing but Bond all the time. But which is interesting in and of itself. I'm not a huge James Bond or John Bond for that matter. I was going to say that Julian Bond, I think, was quite an impressive man, and still is, in fact, in terms of his contribution to progress in America. But we all have seen the James Bond movies from time to time. But you know what was fascinating? I actually am a big fan of Hawaii Five-O when that show was on, and you know, of course, the star of that show was Jack Lloyd. But what was amazing to me was that I didn't know this, but the very first James Bond movie was Dr. No, and that movie was made in 1962. And James Bond in that movie was, of course, played by Sean Connery, but Jack Lloyd played a CIA agent in that movie in 1962. And what was fascinating was that 20 years later, when he was doing Hawaii Five-O, I have to tell you, he didn't look a day older in Hawaii Five-O than he did in 1962. And he was almost 80 years old when he died. I remember that because I remember the obituaries. And I didn't believe that he was that old or that he lived that long because he always looked so young and he loved Hawaii. But I just thought I'd share that with you, that Jack Lloyd from Hawaii Five-O was in the very first James Bond movie, Dr. No, in 1962, and he was still going strong 20 years later in Hawaii Five-O and didn't look a day older. Let's go back to the phones. Jamal is in Denver. Good morning, Jamal. Thanks for holding and being patient. Good to have you with us this morning. By the way, folks, I am still just sitting in for Jay Marvin, and he should be back tomorrow. So, but great to be here with you. Hello, Jamal. Thank you for joining us.
How you doing? I've called in a couple of times and spoke with Jay. But, you know, I'm kind of giggling to myself. You see how these divisive type things take us off our point, our focus. You start talking about Roe v. Wade, Catholics, you know, the Christians. All of this stuff is really divisive, and this is what they want us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we do this, we can't focus on jobs, we can't focus on health care, we can't focus on minimum wage increase, we can't focus on housing, homelessness, things that are actually really important to whether you're a Roman Catholic, whether you're a Christian, Protestant, whatever you are,
mm-hmm.
Just human being things. And this is what they want us to do. This Alito guy, we know that he has a history of not liking blacks, not supporting women's rights, things like that. I mean, he's going to get in. But the bottom line is, every time we pick little small fights, we lose the big fight. We need to be focused as Democrats on what is going to make the country work better.
Jamal, let me ask you a question. Do you not think that the Supreme Court in and of itself is a big fight if you're talking about a nomination that goes from Justice Sandra Day O'Connor as a swing moderate vote to someone who, let's say, I don't necessarily at this point believe you're absolutely correct about the way you praised that, that I think you said he didn't like blacks and he absolutely was against women's rights.
I mean, it's proven with the Princeton thing, the group that he was in.
I understand. I've seen all of that documentation. I'm just not saying that I'm not comfortable in making that conclusion yet, but I am concerned enough that I want to hear some answers.
I mean, my thing is, that's irrelevant.
But
it's not
irrelevant if you will acknowledge that the Supreme Court is a big issue.
Well, you can say Justice Thomas, who is black, really doesn't like blacks. He never really voted for us on any of the issues that we would have expected him to go with us on as far as the Supreme Court is concerned. We understand that it is a lifetime appointment. We understand that is an important thing. But us as Democrats, we need to be focusing on the bigger issues. I mean, really, to be honest with you, we're going to get our chance up at bat. They're all aging.
Jamal, you're certainly not suggesting to me that the Democrats should just wait it out age-wise, because right now that works to their disadvantage, because all of the newer appointees who are very conservative are the ones being appointed in their 50s who are likely to be there for 30, 40 years, particularly given how health has advanced. And so today, if you're 50 years old, you know, you're easily going to be able to work into your 80s.
I'll ask you one question.
Yes?
One question I want to ask you. What could we do about it right here and now?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's important for the Democrats and for liberals to make Alito address those issues, to put him in a box if at the very least. Don't let him dance away and not have to even go on record as stating what his positions are.
But we're not in a position to stop him.
Well, you are in a position. Well, wait a minute. You absolutely technically are in a position, because the Democrats do have the option to filibuster. If the question is it a political strategy that will pay off? And the only way to determine that is by going through the hearings and seeing the kind of answers that he gives.
Well, I mean, in all of that, in all of the semantics, after it's all said and done, they've got the votes. Only thing we can do is do a filibuster. And, I mean, if that's what we're going to do, that's what we're going to do. But there's more pressing issues to me.
Well, right now, though, that's the only issue that is on the table that's going to be addressed, you see, because the Congress, in terms of jobs, in terms of the issues you're talking about, the Congress is the one that sets that agenda. And the next series of issues will be the investigations and the hearings on the president's authorization of spying. And that's, again, it's not jobs per se, but it's important because if that issue motivates American people to feel that we need a change because there's a mess in Washington, that will put Democrats in a stronger position in November to be able to then take control of Congress, or at least one of the houses, and then set an agenda that puts jobs at a higher level.
One thing that I've learned in my small amount of time living on the planet is that every president is going to do what he does while he's in office, but anything that he does is not ever completely undone. The next guy can always come in and do what he wants to do.
Okay, Jamal. Well, I'm going to have to run only because of the time for the break. But I appreciate the passion and energy of your perspective.
I want to hear some feedback from the people in regards to, you know, what I'm saying. I think we're going way off in the left field, and it's very divisive, and it makes us look really stupid.
All right, but Jamal, okay, but I'm going to have to run now. But the fact is that it's not divisive to have a serious, intelligent discussion among ourselves in terms of the left, for instance, as to what our priorities are. And for you to suggest that issue of the Supreme Court is not important, that's a serious issue that needs to be discussed.
I'm not saying it's not important, but what I am saying is it's the most important thing in the end when...
All right, Jamal.
One way or the other.
All right, I got to go, but I've got to go, and I'm going to have to end the conversation, but I have to tell you that the issues that you do think important will not get addressed prior to this issue being addressed, and then Democrats must take a stand on this issue and make their presence felt to the American people to help convince them that their direction is a better one when we do get to the point where the priorities can be established to include jobs and women's rights and social issues and reform. Right now, those things have to be dealt with, including, by the way, the Abrams Abram Law scandal, because the Abram Law scandal will actually help the Democrats get in a better position to then deal with jobs. But the Abram Law scandal doesn't have anything to do with jobs and the things that you're talking about. It does have the thing, something to do with cronyism and jobs at that level, and that will help the Democrats get in a stronger position in November, where they then can address the kinds of levels of job issues, concerns, and social issue concerns that Jamal is raising. Good conversation. Good to have him join us. 303-713-76. I'm Carl Jeffries here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for joining us this morning. Hope you stay with us. Good to be here with you. We'll be right back.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
You drive around town. It's in pretty good shape right now. Starting to get back up to speed on I-25 between downtown and the tech center. Still a little bit crowded, especially northbound right around Hamden, and southbound right between Evans and Yale. On the north end, we're still a little bit sluggish southbound I-25 to come down from Thornton and Northland, but the rest of the highway system seems pretty good. I-70, 2 1/4, and C-470 on the south side. No worries on the turnpike right now. As far as weather goes, partly sunny, breezy, warmer today with a high near 60, clear and breezy along the foothills tonight with a low of 29, sunny and 62 for tomorrow. Right now it's 44 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Heating bills will be outrageous this winter. Act now with Tom Martino approved energy efficient replacement windows from K&H Windows and Exteriors. Right now, buy two windows and you get one free. Call K&H now at 421-7100. That's 421-7100.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-5075. That's 1-800-700-5075. 1-800-700-5075.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin, proud to talk about Rocky's Autos. Why? Because Rocky's Autos has got a great business philosophy. And that philosophy is to sell you a good car at a good price and also to give you the kind of service you deserve. Rockies has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They got great people working there, like my man Spanky and the Al Shear brothers and Colby, and they'll go the extra mile to make sure you're happy. Check out Rockies yourself. Go to RockiesAutos.com. You can see their business philosophy right there, and you can look at the inventory, and if there's something you like, you can get in touch with them. And every car is totally and thoroughly inspected. That's why it's equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rockies Autos open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're just great folks to deal with. Rockies Autos, located at the corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of Boulder Turnpike.
Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear. Folks, when you think tires, think Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. Full service facilities. We run the Automotive Troubleshooter Show for Tom Martino. 303-771-9800. My name's Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-600-4222. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-600-4222. 1-800-600-4222.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Carl Jeffers, sitting in for Jay Marvin, who will be back with us tomorrow. And I'm delighted to have been able to spend these last 4 hours with you. And hopefully you've been able to spend as much time as you could visiting with us. And I hope you've been able to get something out of it and perhaps get some information and knowledge about some topics that gave you perspectives that you had not heard before. Not only just from me, but from the callers and from the way that we engage in our conversation. And that would be a positive conclusion and a great way to start out the day. In this last segment, I want to cover a couple of other topics. Just some comments that I'd like to make that hopefully will at least illuminate my perspective on these issues. One is this Pat Robertson and the Harry Belafonte thing. And of course, I know this has been discussed a lot, so I'm just going to look at it a little differently. The Harry Belafonte comment was that he said that President Bush was the greatest terrorist in the world. And incidentally, there's a movie called Islands in the Sun that was done in the late 50s. With James Mason and John Williams and Michael Rennie, who was remember that Day the Earth Stood Still? That was Michael Rennie. And Harry Belafonte. It's a social commentary movie that is so relevant to what America went through in the 60s and 70s, indeed. And this was basically set on an island in the 50s. And if you ever get an opportunity to see it, Islands in the Sun, it's a marvelous movie. And James Mason was great, but Harry Belafonte was terrific. But here's my concern about the Belafonte statement. The statement he made as he was visiting out of the country with Hugo Chavez that down in Venezuela, and it reminded me of Scott Ritter, who you may recall was the head of the UN Commission to inspect weapons and inspections and conducted weapons inspections in Iraq. And Scott Ritter went over to Baghdad, to Iraq, and actually addressed their parliament. And we have a congressman, Jim McDermott, who's a very, very strong and energetic and passionate Democratic congressman in the Seattle area. And he also made a trip to Iraq, and it was in Iraq where he said our president is a liar. And my problem is that notwithstanding a debate on the merits of those comments, and I'm including Harry Belafonte's in that, that I feel very uncomfortable with particularly being in a public position, whether you are an elected official or a celebrity, of going to another country and essentially chastising and criticizing in a personal attack way America or its leaders. If we want to have a debate here at home and you want to call President Bush a terrorist, I think that that charge is entirely without justification and entirely without substantiation. But we can at least have the discussion if you're willing to calm it down a bit and actually describe in some narrative format specifics that you feel justify that charge, and I believe I could counter that. And yet I am a very harsh critic of the administration and the president's policies with regard to Iraq, and I believe it was a mistake, and the policies that they have implemented after invading Iraq, I believe, have been even more of a mistake, and there is some real question as to whether we can win. But the president's not a terrorist. We know what terrorists are, and so the comment itself was wrong. But I have a bigger problem with Harry Belafonte going to another country as a public figure who essentially is benefiting from his role as a celebrity in the United States and making that comment. And I have the same reservations about Jim McDermott, an elected congressional representative, going to Iraq and saying that our president is a liar on their soil. That's what I object to. And I think Scott Ritter, who I think was maligned by the right and by conservatives in an unjustified way, and I think that ultimately much of what he said proved to be right, I still think he made a mistake to go over to Iraq and address their parliament. And then there was some question about him receiving a pit of $10,000 or something like that. But that's not even an issue here. Let's say it didn't happen, because I'm not sure that it did. But even if it didn't happen, what we know that did happen was that he did go, and he made that point. And that, to me, is the issue that I question. I just don't feel comfortable with American citizens who are in public positions of either notoriety or celebrity or elected official status going to another country and personally criticizing in the way that they used the kind of language that they did to discuss our leaders. That, to me, is my personal feeling about it. And you may totally support it, and I understand that. It is your right to do so, but I think it's wrong. I think at the very least, it's in bad taste. So that's how I wanted to close that out. And I want you to continue to listen to the Alito hearings and to our friend Jamal. He made a comment about Alito not liking blacks specifically and not liking women's rights. And he made a comment about Clarence Thomas. Then says that we need to move on to the issues that are more important. If he feels that strongly about them, then this issue has to be the most important in terms of dealing with who's going to be nominated and confirmed on the Supreme Court. Well, my friends, when you hear that wonderfully mellow exit theme, you know it's time to wrap up the hour and the show. It's been great being here. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope we all maybe learned something. So come on back. Join me another time. But Jay will be here tomorrow. It's been great. Thank you for your hospitality. And as Duke Ellington used to say, you're very sweet, very kind, very warm, and very gracious. And we do love you madly. Remember, be the change you want to see in the world. I'm Carl Jeffers, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Top of the day to you.